Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll kick things off, trying to get some help for people. We call it Ask Alex. If you ever got a question, you can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And then right after that, Travis Scott tickets, will be giving you those today and tomorrow around that time here on Radio Now. So I love it when new emojis come out. You get the updates. Usually they're cool, but you're always left wanting more. But I think the new emojis that are coming out soon are going to tackle a lot of things that we've been wanting to see here. How about this? 230 of them are going to be coming to our devices soon. Among the new emojis, a yawny face. That's going to be like how everybody feels when they talk to me, I'm sure. There's lots of emojis, too, focused on disabilities. There's a deaf person, people in wheelchairs, blind people using walking canes. I feel like you'll see that emoji a lot for, like, NFL football next year. Somebody have, like, the cane, you know, like, hey, the referee's out there.
Oh, like he's blind and doesn't know the game?
Yeah, like they didn't see anything.
I figured people are going to use the wheelchair emoji for after you've had sex.
Like, I can't walk?
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
It's so funny the thing this girl thinks of, even though she doesn't have any.
I know.
She thinks about it, though. I guarantee it.
But that's what people, like, joke about. That, like, I need a wheelchair. They say that.
That's why she thinks about it so much.
Yeah.
She's, like, so curious.
She's going to keep on sending wheelchair emojis. Mechanical arms and legs. For animals, this is cool. They've got flamingos, skunks, and Alex. They're going to have sloth emojis.
Yes, finally. My favorite animal of all time.
You can see on our Instagram one of the new emojis as far as what Alex can do for a review. We're going to have waffles, butter, onions, and your favorite juice box. There'll be a juice box emoji.
Literally life-changing for me. I have to bring juice every single morning with me to the show. I look like a little five-year-old. In fact, Liv just took a video of me for our story on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show because the juice that I am trying today, I do not like it.
Yeah, she reviewed it.
I gave it a review.
I wonder how many stars it got. This is disgusting, but I feel like Liv, our feminist on the show here, is going to love this. There's a drop of blood.
Ew.
Which they say represents something. So you figure that out.
Well, that time of the month.
That's what they say it's for.
I've wanted to use a drop of blood a lot of times, not for that, but that's kind of gross. That's a little graphic.
You know what, though? I think it'd be great if, like, my wife could just text me that so I know. Like, oh, okay. Okay, now I know.
No, anytime
or I get... Or you or Alex can, like, let me know. Like, I'm like, so I... If, like,
well, you should just sync up your calendar with your significant other on your iPhone, and on your iPhone calendar put, like, you know, startups.
Shark Week.
Yeah, Shark Week, exactly. Startup Shark Week.
Anytime I get mad now, he's going to send that to me and be like, oh, is this why? And I'd be like, no, you jerk. I'm just actually mad.
That's a good one. And finally, this one should scare guys that like to send unsolicited D pics. There's a hand now that's going to be out there, every color. And it's kind of like a pinching gesture, and it's got the other fingers kind of curled back, like teeny tiny.
Yeah.
So everybody's saying that's for, like, a small ding dong. Oh my God, that's not good.
That's got to be a guy's worst nightmare, getting that
back. Savage.
I'm going to send that to my wife, like, hey, guess what you get for Valentine's Day?